I went away leading up to the Boxing Day fixture and sat down and thought, you know, if I was a new manager coming in, what would I do inheriting a team in the bottom three of the division? And what I would say is I went in and thought, well, I would go in, I would step in, I would make my team very difficult to beat, and I'd try and claw myself away from the bottom. So I've added that mentality to myself, and I think, in fairness to the players, you know, they've accepted to a point. It's not easy to be left out of side, but I think they've accepted to a point that I have to pick teams to try and get results in different games. And there's been a couple of games away from home, especially so, where I've gone back to three centre-backs based on the fact that I genuinely look at it as being, if it's a point today, it's a great point. And then tried very hard to open games up at home, where we've always had a fairly good record, to be a little bit more adventurous and to be a little bit stronger, and hopefully to try and get the momentum going a little bit by that way, picking up points away from home. And let's face it, you know, that on the back of, you know, 1-0 to Huddersfield, 1-0 to Nottingham Forest, 1-0 to Swansea, 1-0 to Bristol City, all of these games that we went and lost, and in all fairness, we shouldn't have lost them. I guess that was where I based my desire and my belief on what we're trying to do at this moment in time, that we'd lost too many games 1-0. Had we drawn, and there's a hatful of games we could have drawn, you know, we now, at this point, moving on from Boxing Day, would have found ourselves right hot on the trail of the playoff spots. So I didn't feel there was too much wrong, but I genuinely felt we needed to just address games, take them one by one, pick a different team for different games if I had to, be strong enough to change the team if I had to, and hopefully, as time went on, the players, you know, would understand what I'm trying to do, and that was to get us away from trouble and hopefully climb the table quickly. In terms of where we are in the table, we've certainly climbed the table into the top half quicker than I could have imagined, but I think we're all aware of the fact that, you know, if you miss a couple of games or have a bad couple of games, you surely will be right back in trouble. So whilst we've done well lately, there's still an awful lot of hard work to do.
Is a big old gap, the 11 points, is it something that you're still confident that you can get close to those playoff spots?
I don't think it's something that we have to really concentrate over much on at this moment in time. But I still believe that any team from the middle of the table who could win three or four games in a row will certainly make a massive difference to their season. But again, I keep thinking, I'm repeating myself, because I've said that all season. I think that's the sort of league this season that if anyone does go on a really good run, they will jump unbelievably so. So again, you know, we've got, after Gillingham, we've two home games. We have an opportunity, you know, in the next week or so, to, in three games, if you could win all three, it'll make a massive difference to us. At this moment in time, I still would try and take one at a time, try and respond to whatever the last result was with whatever my team should be for the next one.